Hello and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. Everyone's recipe for being grateful is different, and sometimes the recipe involves a different view of the world we live in. And in this episode, I'm going to be sharing a clip from a podcast that I was able to participate on. It's called Life is Not a Box of Chocolates. And it goes through and the folks who have started this podcast, wonderful crew, great to work with. But during the interview I recently did with them, and again, I'll link to that below, I got to ask them a question. And so I asked them to tell me something that they were grateful for that they think others often ignore. And, you know, that's a good question for all of us. Let's listen to their answers.
Well, I mean, I think right now is a really good example based on this whole COVID-19 crisis, is that I think it's starting to teach people that, you know, a lot of people are not treating this as serious as they are, and it seems like they only will until it happens to them or someone that they love, where they start to become afraid. And in our lives, it seems like we are only appreciating, you know, just like the stupid things. But when things get really scary, like how I just said, you know, then we start to appreciate what we really should appreciate. And, you know, I honestly, this whole entire pandemic right now is teaching a lot of us something. And it's starting to teach a lot of us that, you know, a lot of people, it's not that they don't care, but they don't, you know, they don't take it seriously until it happens to them or their loved ones. And that's going to be the ultimate lesson.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I'm grateful for is to have friends, because I know a lot of people take friends for granted and think that, you know, they can just live amongst themselves and they don't need friends and they're above that. So I'm grateful in general for having friends that I could rely on whenever anything happens in my life, whether it be bad or good. You know, it's something that somebody to share the experiences and the moments with, opposed to nobody.
So my answer is, of course, going to be a little bit complicated because I just always complicate things. So I'll answer your question with this, because I don't have a specific answer. I like to think that something that I'm grateful for that people overlook would be the journey of life itself. So for just a quick example, I'm the type of person that, let's just say a brand new movie came out, right? Let's just say that Vega went to go watch a movie, and I would go up to him and I would say, oh, was that movie good? Yes, it was. What happened? So he would say, obviously he would say, oh, I don't want to spoil it for you. To which I would answer, you can't spoil it for me. Just let me know what happens. The reason why I don't think that a movie or a show can be spoiled is because the journey from A to B, or to Z, however you look at it, is what makes that movie or that show worth watching. So I like to look at life the same way. We all know that we're going to die in the end, but why do we choose to live it even knowing the results? It's because the journey is what captivates us. It's what we want to live before we actually die.
Well, thank you guys for listening today and being a part of the show. Let's wrap this up. Feel free to tell me something about your recipe for gratitude in the comments below. If you like the show, please share it with someone that you know. Like and subscribe links are below, and they're a quick way for you to help out the show and get discovered. It activates the algorithms when those things are pressed. For a full list of places where you can subscribe, head on over to parkingthought.com. And finally, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?